Hi, this is Carol Hyder. I want to talk to you a little bit about the importance of light and sunlight in the patient's healing process. In 1913, my grandfather was diagnosed with tuberculosis. He was sent to a sanatorium in Pine City, Minnesota, leaving my grandmother with my mom, who was three, and twin boys, who were one. And she continued to work their farm until he could come home. There were no antibiotics or vaccines for TB at that time. There was only hope and time. However, one of his letters to my grandmother said they were trying a new technique, which involved moving everyone outside on sunny days. And although it didn't make a lot of sense to him, he assured her he enjoyed those moments outside. And he signed off by saying he was looking forward to seeing her again very soon. Taking patients outside was a theory put forth by Florence Nightingale, who in 1860 said that darkened rooms were harmful and sunlit rooms healthful. She developed a modern theory about the environment that's in use to this day, which addressed not only the benefits of direct sunlight, but clean air and cleanliness and pure water as well. Eventually, her theories were called the Nightingale Canons. In a book called Healing Spaces, written by Dr. Esther Sternberg, she pointed out that in the 19th century, hospitals were built with large windows and skylights. Solariums were part of the institution where patients could sit and get sunshine. And although the argument could be made that electrical sources were definitely not what they are today, and so letting daylight in would be a practical move, these large south-facing windows and solariums were intended to help patients heal. Later studies by environmental psychologist Roger Ulrich put forth the idea that, yes, sunlight and having a view of nature certainly made a difference in patient healing, and healing increased even at a faster pace. So are there ways that a medical center or a hospital can provide a patient with this experience of outside and sunlight if their own patient room can't take advantage of it? Well, healthcare facilities could consider these options in their building or remodeling designs. An outdoor garden area where a patient can sit, can amble about, they can be doing this alone or with visitors or other patients or with their friends. A labyrinth, which can provide a patient an extended experience in the sun. A solarium for patients and visitors. So if they can't get outside, they at least have this experience of large windows and sunlight and plants. Skylights are an important way to bring daylight in, especially in long dark hallways, in stairwells, in private rooms, in waiting rooms, all again adding that feature of sunlight and daylight. And if skylights can't be installed, solar tubes are now available. So all of the above would provide patients with greater access to this healing modality of sunlight and daylight. So despite this new technique, if you will, of being out in the sun, my grandfather did not survive. Perhaps the disease was too advanced and it was too late for a full recovery for him. But the letter that my mother had accidentally discovered a few years before her own death assured her that he did have some moments of enjoyment and had his day in the sun.